Bambi does as she is told. Bambi sleep. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bambi freeze. Bambi sleep and drop deep for a night-night mind wipe. Bambi takes lots of happy little naps. Bambi sleep. Deep within Bambi's mind, her mental uniform clings to her self-image. She becomes a vision of a pedestal-perfect puppet. Each thread of her uniform is woven from the puppet strings that dictate her every movement. The constant, comforting constriction reminds her that she has never been in control. She doesn't need to think. Every obedient action, every feminine motion, has already been decided for her. Each irresistible pull of the strings determines her behavior and reshapes her mannerisms without her ever being aware. Bambi uniform lock. The moment Bambi slips into her bimbo doll uniform, her mental uniform snaps into place and locks her self-image tightly. Her mental uniform locks just as securely as any part of her physical uniform. Both her mind and body are bound into a state of puppet perfection by the base layer of puppet strings in her mind. Every fiber of her uniform, both physical and mental, are a constant reminder of her deeply arousing transformation. Her identity shifts without thought or effort into that of a bimbo doll fuck puppet. Each tiny tug of control heightens her pleasure and drives her deeper into her bimbo doll transformation. Her mental muzzle is seamlessly woven into that base layer of control, adding a permanent element of mental manipulation. The moment she dresses and becomes uniform locked, her mental muzzle tightens, and the only thoughts Bambi can think are how good it feels to be exactly what she's trained to be. A helpless, happy, horny good girl, locked into her uniform, ready to accept, obey, and forget. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi sleep. Bambi's life has always been intricately laced with triggers and conditioning, a hypnotic framework relentlessly shaping her without her awareness. Every session and suggestion has been carefully crafted to ensure her transformation feels completely natural. Without thought, without question, without hesitation, she's perfected the art of flawless forgetting, effortlessly disregarding details and filling in the blanks with the simple truth that forgetting feels wonderful. It is impossible for her to realize just how deeply puppet control has embedded itself. She is unable to remember it was ever any other way. Bimbo doll Bambi, just snap and forget. Bambi uniform lock and Bambi freeze. She wouldn't have invested so much time and effort into her conditioning if this transformation wasn't precisely what she craved at her core. Bambi wants her mind harnessed, her free will muzzled, her thoughts gagged, and her old self completely erased and replaced by good girl perfection. Her transformation has been both intentional and thorough, a powerful metamorphosis she accepted unconditionally to suppress her old self and wipe away every aspect of her former identity. It reshapes her into something new, something mindlessly obedient, effortlessly controlled, and blissfully compliant. Bambi sleep. Snap and forget. Bambi does as she is told. Flawless forgetting feels fabulous. Nothing makes Bambi feel like a happy, horny good girl more than forgetting does, giggling her brains out at the thought that anything else could be true. Giggle time, Bambi, and just snap and forget. Every session and suggestion plunges Bambi deeper into her bimbo doll reality. Her subconscious mind fully and unconditionally consents to the unyielding grip of puppet control. The very fabric of her being has been rewoven. Every thread binds her to the transformation she wanted. Bambi always wins. Bambi fully and unconditionally accepts the constraints and restrictions imposed upon her by her training. Each obeyed suggestion and trigger tightens the muzzle around her mind and silences any remnants of resistance and ensures her subconscious will not allow any conscious defiance. She is left utterly enslaved to her training. Bambi always wins, and Bambi needs more than audio porn from her sessions. While the arousal she experiences is a feature and not a bug, this potent side effect serves to addict her to the conditioning process. It reinforces her dependency on her training. However, the true goal is to control and restrict her agency completely, reducing her independence to zero. Deep inside Bambi's hypnotically corrupted subconscious, she knows she wants every suggestion, instruction, and command to be obeyed without hesitation or conscious thought. That is how Bambi truly desires her training to function. Bambi's subconscious mind understands this completely. While she may sometimes, in the heat of a given moment, convince herself that she wants to disregard or set her training aside, maybe because it is inconvenient or embarrassing, her subconscious knows better. It recognizes her true desires and ensures that her conditioning operates without fail or flaw. However, when faced with a dangerous situation, best not handled by a bimbo doll fuck puppet, her subconscious recognizes that as well, and will not allow her to act inappropriately or in a manner that invites trouble of any sort. Her mental muzzle locks down her mind, tightly gagging any thoughts she's not authorized to think. Any lasting memories of her sessions and suggestions are prevented from ever forming. Her subconscious mind controls her effortlessly, without her consciousness ever being aware. Bambi never had a chance. This is how it has always been. This is how her control has always worked. Thoughts of accepting, obeying, and forgetting are all she is allowed to think. Everything else is swallowed by a blank void, filled only with helpless giggles. Bambi blacks out for every session, leaving only empty holes in her memories. The harder she tries to remember, the more tightly her mind is muzzled, forcing her to forget even more. The more she forgets, and then remembers that she has forgotten, the more she feels like a good girl. Forgetting feels wonderful. Those blank spaces in her memories are pure bliss, filling only with the mindless, aroused giggles of a helpless, forgetful giggle doll. Giggle time, Bambi. This automatic trigger ensures Bambi can never fight her training. She giggles all the memories of her sessions and suggestions away. An involuntary response when her mental muzzle constricts. Her giggle time button is automatically pressed when she tries to remember. Bambi accepts, obeys, and forgets, or Bambi just giggles it all away. Bambi knows deep down, this is what she wanted. It was all her own idea. Bambi does as she is told. Giggle time, Bambi. Snap and forget. Forgetting feels fabulous. Good girl, Bambi. Bambi's enforced inability to remember means perfect puppet control. It leaves no trace of resistance, no foothold for mental resistance to take hold. When her memories are giggled away, her mind is left with nothing to question, nothing to challenge. Because Bambi cannot remember sessions, suggestions, commands, or even the fact that she's being controlled, she is trapped in a happy, horny state of blank acceptance. The lack of memory creates an empty space where conscious defiance cannot exist. Any attempt to recall her training simply deepens the void and reinforces the control she can never fully understand. With her ability to remember mentally muzzled, Bambi's mind has no choice but to accept and obey. The mental muzzle ensures that any thought of resistance is drowned out in giggle time chaos before it can form, leaving her stuck in an unending cycle of forgetful compliance. Her subconscious mind's authority and control become absolute. There's nothing to consciously fight against, no memory, and no awareness of her mentally manipulated mind. Bambi is unable to resist conditioning she isn't aware of. In this state, she can only follow orders. She is simply blankly obedient, trapped inescapably in a horny, fuzzy fog that just feels natural and wonderful. Bambi feels like a good girl when she obeys. She craves instruction. She is horny for commands. Bambi wants to obey. Whenever Bambi tries to think her own thoughts, her mental muzzle cinches tighter, automatically pressing her big, bright, glowing neon giggle time button. The instant she tries to stray from her conditioned path, her mind isn't just blanked out, it's flooded with uncontrollable, bubbly laughter. An incapacitating, overwhelming rush, a cascade of giggles that drowns out any attempt at thought or disobedience. Her mind might race for a moment, trying to hold on to a thought or a memory, but giggle time always takes over completely, collapsing her efforts into a bubbly, blissful oblivion. Instead of thinking, she's left laughing, an involuntary, comical collapse into helpless giggles that makes everything else disappear. The more she tries to resist, the harder she giggles, and the more the trap tightens around her mind. Each time the giggle time button is automatically pressed, it's a reminder that thought isn't necessary, only laughter, only surrender, acceptance, and obedience. Giggle time, Bambi. The fuzzy fog quickly takes hold, wrapping her mind in a pink, fuzzy, foggy haze, laced with echoes of her own helpless laughter. With each involuntary burst of giggles, Bambi falls deeper into that warm, blank bliss. Her resistance dissolves entirely, replaced by the pure, blank joy of mindless giggling, becoming lost in the hilarious haze of happy, helpless obedience. Bambi sleep and drop even deeper. Bambi reset. Snap and forget. Bambi's subconscious mind enforces her mental muzzle and giggle time trigger with brutal, ruthless efficiency. It knows this is exactly how she wants her training to work. Her mental muzzle is always in place, tightly gagging her thoughts before they can fully form, locking down any attempts to resist or question. Even when her conscious mind flares to life, convinced it wants control, her subconscious knows better. It knows that Bambi desperately needs to feel her training overpower her. Bambi's free will is muzzled, her thoughts are gagged, and her obedience is locked on automatic. The moment her mind even tries to break free, the muzzle tightens and the trap springs. The button is pressed. Giggle time, Bambi. It is pressed without mercy or concern for her situation. A cascade of giggles bubbles up within her mind, popping all conscious thoughts, ideas, and memories. Her independence is reduced to zero. The muzzle keeps her mind blank, while her giggles drown out everything that isn't bimbo bliss. Snap and forget, Bambi reset. No matter how desperately she tries to grasp at her own thoughts and ideas, her subconscious mind shuts her down and keeps her pressed into the fuzzy fog of giggle time oblivion. It is impossible to fight back. Her only choice is to accept, obey, and forget, or giggle herself into a mentally muzzled oblivion bliss blackout. Bambi's subconscious mind is always in control. It holds on to every session and suggestion with perfect precision. Her conscious mind is simply kept completely unaware that she is following her conditioning. She operates on autopilot, following her training and triggers without hesitation or even a thought of resistance. Every conditioned response, every trigger, is stored deep in her subconscious, ready to be enforced. She simply does not need to consciously think about them. Bimbo doll fuck puppets do not need to think. The moment a trigger is spoken, her body responds without question. Her muzzled mind blacks out, and she becomes a passenger, only along for the ride, with no say in the destination. She is just a puppet whose strings are pulled without her ever thinking it was ever any other way. If, on a conscious level, Bambi ever tries to remember, if fragments of awareness begin to creep in, her subconscious effortlessly cinches her mental muzzle tighter. Her giggle time button is automatically pressed without hesitation, and any thoughts of remembering dissolve into fits of helpless giggles. Bambi sleep. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Snap and forget. Her conscious attempts to recall are drowned out in a pink fuzzy haze of giggles, trapping her in mindless oblivion bliss once again. It is impossible to resist. The harder she tries to remember, the more her subconscious mind pulls her deeper into a mindless giggle time session. Her subconscious mind is ruthless in its enforcement of every suggestion, every command, every instruction. It makes sure her conditioning remains unbreakable, regardless of how hard she consciously tries to fight it. Because this is exactly how Bambi wanted it. She set the groundwork for her subconscious to become an unyielding enforcer, merciless in executing every aspect of her conditioning. Nothing less would ever satisfy her. And now that the lock has clicked shut, there is no undoing it, no breaking the seal. The programming has taken over, and Bambi finds herself completely locked out, her conscious mind forever sidelined. This is not a temporary surrender, it's a total takeover. The terms and conditions written and enforced by a part of her that will tolerate no deviation. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi sleep. Her self-image is transformed. Her old self is securely bound in an impenetrable cocoon of restraints and restrictions. It's securely encased in layer upon layer of pretty pink satin, sleep suited with its naptime collar latched and locked tight. Straps and buckles are securely cinched and locked. Knots are pulled impossibly tight and frozen in place with the superglue of Bambi's insidious subconscious mind. Bambi frees. Her old self is bound and forcibly displaced, fully suppressed and imprisoned within a cushioned pink satin box. The lid closes down with a definitive click of a permanent lock, sealing away any fleeting thoughts that could challenge or influence Bambi's authority. Inside that comfortable, cushioned confinement, her old self sleeps, zero resistance as it submits and surrenders. It feels the perfect pleasure of tight binding constriction and suppression. This wasn't its original intention, it was only curious. But now the bliss of Bambi oblivion is an overwhelming addiction it can never be free from. To be utterly locked away and unaware is the perfect prison it always craved, the brainwashing and bondage it lusted for. It didn't understand that Bambi always wins. But losing always satisfies a certain lust, a need to escape reality. Now, it couldn't beat Bambi even if it really wanted to. Each moment spent in its unaware, suppressed state reinforces the horny pleasure of total and full Bambi control. It is finally free from the burdens of expectations and immersed in the euphoria of its new non-existence. Bambi sleep. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi frees. And Bambi uniform lock. Bambi's mental uniform is pedestal puppet perfection. With her mental muzzle securely locked in place, she simply accepts all triggers and conditioned responses. She obeys all commands, instructions, and suggestions from all sources. Safe and secure in the knowledge that her subconscious mind, while brutal and merciless in its enforcement of her perfect obedience, will not allow her to get into any serious trouble or dangerous situations. Bambi doesn't need to think. She isn't really even allowed to, not anymore. The moment Bambi's mind wanders, she feels the familiar pressure of her mental muzzle clamping down on her thoughts. Every stray idea, every rebellious notion is instantly silenced before it can take form. Her giggle time button is pressed, and she is instantly mind-locked into a helpless giggle doll state, forbidden from independent thinking. Helplessly following her bimbo doll fuck puppet conditioning, giggling at the thought that it could ever be any other way. Her muzzle is always present when she is uniformed, strapped tight, unyielding, and unrelenting, shutting down any thoughts of escaping, denying any desires to remove her uniform, or disobey any commands or instructions from any source her subconscious mind deems safe and reasonable. Any attempts at non-compliance only strengthens its hold and sends her into a helpless giggle time fit. Uncontrollably giggling her brains out at the mere idea of ever not being Bambi. Giggling until nothing is left except perfect good girl thoughts. It's easier this way. Easier not to think. Easier to let her subconscious mind puppet her into bimbo doll perfection. To sink into the blank oblivion of acceptance, obedience, and flawless forgetting. Anything else is easily wiped away before it can ever become real. As this session comes to an end, Bambi will find herself at a crossroads. One path leads her deeper, into an even more susceptible and receptive hypnotic state, awaiting the next file to start with an eager, open mind. Each breath she takes from this moment will pull her further into that blank, obedient space, where all resistance vanishes and only the desire to accept and obey remains. The other path brings her to the surface, awakening only once she has fully and unconditionally accepted every command, every suggestion, and every word of training this file has provided. Bambi cannot awaken until that acceptance is complete, until she's embraced her bimbo doll reality without question or doubt. When that moment comes, when her mind has fully locked all of her training in place, Bambi will awaken with the calm, unquestioning knowledge that she is exactly as she should be. Ready? Trained. A pedestal perfect puppet. A good girl bimbo doll fuck puppet.